Welcome to the MedEvidence Podcast, hosted by Dr. Michael Corrin and Michelle McCormick. MedEvidence, where we help you navigate the real truth behind medical research with both a clinical and research perspective. In this podcast, we'll have discussions with physicians that have extensive experience in patient care and research. How do you know that something works? In medicine, we conduct clinical trials to see if things work. Now, let's get the truth behind the data.
Welcome to MedEvidence, powered by Encore Research Group. Go to EncoreDocs.com. In this episode of MedEvidence with Dr. Michael Corrin, the bad cholesterol and the really, 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 really bad cholesterol, we have been discussing in previous episodes lipoproteins, LP little a, HDL, LDL. But what about the genetic side? How does this even happen?
Well, great question, Michelle, and we're going to take a deep dive into the world of the nerds.
All right, let's do it. I'm going to provide very little response to this.
No, absolutely. I love your responses. I love your questions. So keep on firing away.
Okay, all right. I'll try.
So we're learning more and more about the genetics of disease, and we're actually learning more and more about RNA technologies. And with all the discussion, the turmoil of the pandemic, mm-hmm. RNA technologies have jumped to the forefront. So the major COVID-19 vaccines are using RNA technologies, and they're beautiful things. They're chemically prepared molecules that can teach our immune system what to do in the case of COVID-19, but they're also molecules that can be targeted to do a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're so excited about it is because of this targeting. So if everybody remembers back to high school biology, we have DNA, mm-hmm. and DNA is in our genes. DNA is what constitutes who we are, and also has all the instructions about how we look, how we function, and all that sort of thing, and that's in our genes. And DNA is a very, very stable molecule. If you remember the Jurassic Park movie,
yeah.
where they found dinosaur DNA that was 100
million.
In
the mosquitoes,
right.
in the rock.
Right, right.
Well, yeah, in the fossil.
DNA is actually that stable.
Okay.
So DNA is there forever, and that's theoretically possible that you can get DNA that's 100 million years old. RNA, by the way, is completely opposite. RNA lasts for minutes or seconds, and RNA is a messenger system. So we were just talking about it. It's kind of like Snapchat.
Well, I was going to say, you might as well just call Snapchat RNA,
because it
lasts that long.
Right, right. So it gets the message out, and then it disappears. As a matter of fact, the breakthrough for the COVID-19 vaccines and RNA therapeutics was to learn how to stabilize RNA so it could last more than a few minutes.
That was my next question, was how did that RNA stick around the vaccine?
That's actually a very, very interesting question that I have some interesting perspective on, because one of my college classmates actually turned out to be the medical scientist who figured it out. A fellow named Drew Weissman, which we can talk about in another episode.
Wow. I've known
since I was this high.
Pretty special guy.
Probably won the Nobel Prize. But anyhow, what he was able to figure out with a team, with other people, was that if you change RNA a little bit, it becomes stable and it doesn't cause inflammation. But if you don't do that, it literally degrades in minutes, and it becomes unuseful as a therapeutic. And when you stabilize it, it sticks around for hours and maybe a day or two, but no longer than that. So just, it's reassuring for people, is that the neat thing about these kind of therapeutics is that they do their job and then they move on. Although there's a little bit of a twist to this story that I'm going to get into when I talk about silencing RNA.
All right.
And we'll get to that in a second. So anyway. But RNA, the key thing about it is that it's very, very targeted. It picks out the gene that you want to deal with and deals with it. Now, one of the things that we've learned with over time is that our body has mechanisms to deal with viruses. And viruses are very, very simple things. They're basically a little packet of RNA or DNA that's surrounded by a couple little proteins and a membrane, and that's about it. They're barely living things, but they have the ability to take over a cell and use the mechanism of the cell to reproduce.
Okay.
So COVID-19 is an RNA virus, and a lot of the viruses that we have to fight are RNA viruses. And you know, everybody talks about COVID-19 as the new paradigm. We've been fighting viruses forever, mm-hmm. and humans have to coexist with viruses, and viruses are in our bodies all the time. And one of the ways that our bodies deal with viruses is something called RNA interference. And this is a Nobel Prize winning concept that our bodies in cells have the ability to recognize foreign RNA and neutralize it. So if they if they see the RNA from a virus, it can develop a system that uses something called the RISC, or RISC, and it's called the RNA-induced silencing complex. And it's a part of our cells that recognizes RNA that we don't want, and it neutralizes it. And it prevents that RNA from forming proteins.
It's fascinating.
It's really fascinating. So just again, remind people, DNA is in the nucleus of cells. It's the blueprint. RNA says the message from DNA to the ribosome, and that's where the proteins are made, and that's where the stuff is made. And again, the RNA is that message. So you can interfere with that message with something called the RNA-induced silencing complex.
Okay.
So we now have therapeutics, and one that's recently on the market is called inclisiran, that programs the RISC, or the RISC, to identify a gene that you do not want expressed.
Okay.
So we talked about PCSK9, mm-hmm. which is a bad protein that is responsible for higher cholesterol levels. And inclisiran programs our RISC to identify that RNA gene, that gene that has a certain RNA, and neutralizes it, so that our bodies can produce PCSK9.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's way cool.
Yeah, it's like sick cool. It's like really, 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 really cool.
So in the research field, and in your experience, how are you using this to make people healthier?
Yeah, okay. So it sounds really cool, but it also maybe sounds scary. Oh,
right.
So just to remind people that this is not in the nucleus. This is not affecting your genes. This is in the cytoplasm of the cell.
Altering DNA.
Right. You're not altering DNA.
Right.
So your DNA is fine. It's safe.
Yeah.
It'll be there 100 million years from now.
Right. Yeah, like the mosquito.
Right. So that's safe. But this is all dealing in the area of the messenger system. So just to reassure that. But as a research physician, we say, okay, well, that's a great theory, but does it really, really work?
Mm-hmm.
We always have to be skeptical. And it works, is the bottom line. So we've done now studies with inclisiran and other things that use RNA interference over now 5+ years to show that in the case of inclisiran, it lowers LDL cholesterol by 50% or more on top of statins. So this is in addition to statins. So if you use statins and inclisiran, you can get a 80% reduction in LDL cholesterol. And we're not seeing any safety issues.
Hmm.
People have now been exposed to this drug for, you know, literally 5 to 7 years. And if you multiply that by the hundreds of thousands of people that have gotten this drug, we're not seeing anything. We're mm-hmm. not seeing any weird stuff happen.
Who qualifies for this drug?
Well, this is a drug that it recently hit the market. So it's been approved in Europe for about a year. It was originally developed by a U.S.-based company called the Medicines Company using technology that comes from Alnylam Labs. And the molecule was so exciting that Novartis, a big international pharmaceutical company based out of Switzerland, bought the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's actually being sold by Novartis right now. But anybody in the U.S. can have their doctor prescribe it at this point. We actually are doing studies right now where you'll get this very expensive drug. Unfortunately, all these new fancy drugs tend to be very pricey.
Mm-hmm.
So typically people would not pay for them out of pocket, but insurers are going through the process of figuring out how they'll approve them. But the beauty is that in the research world, we have study grants, so there's no cost to our patients, and they may be able to get these drugs if they come in. So if you've had a heart attack or a stroke and you're interested in this technology, then we may have a solution for you.
Okay.
But getting back to RNA, this is one of many applications of RNA technologies. There's also another type of technology called ASOs, or antisense oligonucleotides. And that is where you block the connection between the DNA and the RNA at the surface of the nucleus. So when it first pops out. And so as we understand this whole process, we're getting more and more able to really target the bad genes and have the good genes do their thing. The other thing about silencing is that if you're born with some congenital bad gene that you want to get rid of, then we can potentially fix that. And if you have, let's say that you have a genetic defect, sometimes breaking another gene will allow that genetic defect to become less of a problem. So we've actually done research where we break another gene and we fix the problem of a gene that's broken, even though we can't fix the gene that's broken.
Yeah, mind blown right now.
Right. So it's unbelievable. And even getting crazier, there's something called CRISPR technology that's being developed where you can actually fix genes.
Hmm.
You can actually, and it particularly works in an area where you can get the targeted therapy to a place where you need to get it and nowhere else. Like the liver is a good example of that. Because we can get stuff to the liver and it won't go anywhere else. It won't go to your brain, it won't go to your heart, it won't go to your muscles. We can really target things to the liver. And we can actually correct genetics with these technologies.
How far down the line is that?
These are in clinical trials now.
Yeah.
None of those CRISPR products are approved, to my knowledge, but we're studying them.
I'm your host, Michelle McCormick, and we want to thank Dr. Michael Corrin for his clinical and research perspective behind the science on this episode of MedScience, the truth behind the data, powered by Encore Research Group. Go to EncoreDocs.com.